Good evening. This is Shabashachi Bhattacharya with Regional News. The Lok Sabha today passed the promotion and regulation of Online Gaming Bill 2025. The bill encourages esports and online social games while prohibiting harmful online money gaming services. It has the provision for the appointment of an online gaming authority for coordinated policy support, strategic development and regulatory oversight of the sector. The bill is intended to protect individuals, especially youth and vulnerable populations, from the adverse impact of such games. Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman has said that the next generation of GST reforms will usher in India's journey towards becoming Atmanirbhar Bharat. The minister made this statement while addressing the group of ministers, GOMs, constituted by the GST Council on Compensation Cess, Health and Life Insurance, and rate rationalization in New Delhi today. In a social media post, the Ministry of Finance said that these reforms are based on three key pillars, including structural reforms, rate rationalization, and ease of living, were proposed to the GOMs. It added that the upcoming GST reforms aims at providing greater relief to the common man, farmers, the middle class and MSMEs while ensuring a simplified, transparent and growth-oriented tax regime. Governor Lieutenant General Retired K.T. Parnak today administered the oath of office to the chairperson and member of Lok Ayukta Arunachal Pradesh at Raj Bhavan, Itanagar. Justice Retired Prashant Kumar Deka was sworn in as the chairperson Lok Ayukta, while Engineer Sang Phunsuk IS Retired was sworn in as member. During the interaction, the governor highlighted the essence and significance of the institution of the Lok Ayukta in strengthening democratic governance. Chief Minister Pema Khandu, Deputy Chief Minister Chonamin, Cabinet Ministers, senior officers and other officials were present on the occasion. IMC Mayor Tame Fasang chaired a comprehensive review meeting with the corporators and officials at Itanagar today. The meeting deliberated on the progress and implementation of various projects and development initiatives under the aegis of the Itanagar Municipal Corporation. The Arunachal Pradesh Women's Welfare Society has lauded MLA Honchun Nandam for his stance against polygamy. Speaking at a special session of the Legislative Assembly, Nandam made a strong appeal to fellow legislators and the public to set a positive example by rejecting polygamy and upholding family responsibility. Meanwhile, APWWS President Kani Nanda Maling has hailed Nandam for raising the critical issue on the floor of the Assembly and called upon other elected leaders to stand up for gender equality, women's rights and family welfare. A three-day capacity-building outreach program for TGTs from the districts of Tawang, West Kaming and Bichem commenced at Tawang today. The program focuses on competency-based assessment and subject-specific pedagogies aligned with the National Education Policy 2020 and the National State Curriculum Framework for Enhanced Exam Readiness, organized by the State Council of Educational Research and Training, SCERT, Government of Arunachal Pradesh. The event aims to strengthen teaching skills in social studies, mathematics and science. A total of 91 TGTs are participating in the training program. The Meteorological Center, Itanagar, has issued a yellow alert for 18 districts in Arunachal Pradesh. MCI has predicted thunderstorm with lightning and heavy rain very likely at isolated places. The Indian Army's Spear Corps today flagged off a mountaineering expedition to Mount Gorichan from Likabali Military Station. A contingent of Indian Army soldiers have embarked on the challenging mission. The expedition aims to test the physical limits, foster teamwork and inspire the youth of Arunachal Pradesh towards adventure, discipline and national pride. MLA Namsai Jignu Namchum on Tuesday flagged off the Team Arunachal Summer Expedition 2025 to Mount Kang Yatse 2 in Leh Ladakh. The team, comprising six trained mountaineers led by Everester Tagit Sorang, have undergone their professional training from Nimas Dirang. The 8th Dorji Khandu Memorial District Level Badminton Tournament commenced at Tawang today. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.